life's rodeo had thrown me. I was hung up and confused. My life just sort of grinded to a stop.
Can you get it any clearer?
Bang. Wow, I sure miss my high school years.
Wow.
And dude, a lot of people do. Maybe you want to tell
this has been over the edge. And coming up is Puzzling Evidence. hey, Puzzling Evidence.
That's by Don.
Yeah, can you give me a ride home? Okay, well, can I be on your show then?
It's a bit long.
Since I have to stay here anyway. See, my car broke down again. My car is in the garage again.
Yeah, did you hear those four selections? Those four selections that we played a little bit.
So this is KPFA and KPFB and Berkeley KFCF in Fresno. Stay tuned for Puzzling Evidence. With me.
Audrey, don't have
and Dr. Howell and who else is here? Oh, Bishop Joey's here.
Back in the mid-70s, I was a jock.
And so it should be fun.
What were you a jock?
By the way, several months ago, I asked someone to donate me a working automobile so that we can keep the show on the road. And no one's done that yet. Now my car's back in the garage again, and you had to sit through this stupid program.
You said jock, I thought you meant
so, come on, get on the ball. It's Christmas out there, and I need a car. I need a car that works good. You know, you can reach me here or anywhere.
Where?
Georgia.
What are you starting with, Puzzling?
Yeah. Well, Georgia and Alabama.
What are you starting with?
Wow, they play a lot of these hits back in Georgia at that time?
Well, yeah, the thing was, it's like there was... FM was longer music, meaning in the old sense of the word. FM was...
Yeah. I think he'd come up with something new after 35 years.
Well, look, the last StanCon I went to didn't have anything like this. They had movies, all right, but they were some horrible home movie, 8mm or something.
I know. Maybe I'll get to talk to him this time.
Didn't I see you at StanCon 76?
Yeah, that was me.
He had the best costume.
When we return, we have experts forwards and backwards. It's the Paul Death Hoax.
Yeah, okay,
who knows what you may find here on this Radio Hour. Welcome to the show that knows no end.
He's not here, so just stay away.
Oh, don't touch the radio, it might bite.
It's our pleasure to report that Paul is alive and well, and as he puts it, unconcerned about the rumors of his death.
Yes!
My monster from the slab.
Pretty spooky, eh? Same old tire jokes!
Enough, for God's sake.
That's it! Back! Get back, Bob!
Yes, there really were such rumors, and though
Dr. Robbins
was only 7 years old back then, he has quite literally written the book on the Paul Death Hoax.
It gripped me. It got me. 3 years, this is all I did.
As early as 1966, there had been rumors of Paul dying in a car crash. Eventually, they faded away. But in October of 1969...
Why don't you push that cushion over there? Let's push Hal over it. Here we go.
Whoa!
His eyes are a barrel of laughs.
And welcome to the Palmer Brady Show!
Starring Maury Amsterdam as Palmer Brady with Jane Curtin, Dan Aykroyd, and everybody who's been famous recently.
Yeah.
Tonight, Red Skelton stars as special guest of honor in Cannibal,
Jimi Hendrix, and other
Christian youth
on the Palmer Brady Show, seen in most of these ABC stations.
Kelly, Kelly, I'm home!
Look at you, aren't you a mess?
Well, I don't know what happened today. I got into the office and
sit down, Palmer.
And Mr. Stain fired me.
He did.
Yes, just like he always said he was going to.
Daddy, did you bring me my robot?
No, not now.
Here, don't speak that way to him. He's just glad to see
you. Oh, okay, here's your robot. little Polly. Take your robot out into the kitchen and play with it. Oh, God. The IRS is after me. I don't like this show.
As any parent can testify, the lifestyle has always been somewhat different. And if you believe current rumor, their style of revealing Paul's alleged death is being carried out with singular tape.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Paul Mavridi, so how's life been treating you?
Oh, miserable. I got fired today, hell, and the IRS showed up and they're auditing me, and little Richie turned out to...
Yeah? Oh. Hey, can I borrow your lawnmower?
Yeah, you already borrowed it.
That's okay. I got six more at home. I just like yours. I come to think of it, I guess I do have it. Well, how about a cup of sugar then? Any mothballs?
Moths don't have balls.
Now let's go back to that wonderful time.
The more kids looked for clues, the more they thought they found. A picture of Paul in front of a sign reading, I was. Another of Paul wearing a black carnation. There was a hand over Paul's head.
And they said that was the sign of divine benediction. That a priest will go like this and give divine benediction to a body that's about to be interred.
Paul is not facing the camera. Note the words, without you, next to his head. A patch on his shoulder with the letters OPD.
OPD stands for officially pronounced dead.
After hours.
Brought to you by Taste Good Cigarettes. The cigarettes that the president smokes.
The cigarettes in the president.
And Corinthian column cigarettes. Bring some of the grandeur of ancient Rome into your own drab life and light up a Corinthian puff.
A puff of Corinthian is a puff of smoke.
Take a puff, and it's ancient Rome all over again.
And Nero plays the saxophone.
That's Little Nero and...
Rough Cops take on...
Starring Angie Dickinson.
As a lab runs amok.
Okay, lab rats.
Science, no thanks.
A Quinn Martin production. Rumors of Paul's demise peaked when came out. In the photo they used, Paul doesn't have shoes on.
To some, that is a death symbol.
Barefoot was a big thing because that's how corpses are buried in Italy and India.
There were other clues. While Paul was left-handed, the supposed imposter held a cigarette in his right. And most important, look at the license on the Volkswagen in the background. It reads 28IF.
Now, Paul would have been 28 years old if he had lived. Now, if you take his mumbling and you play it backwards, you hear, Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him.
I remember the day the story broke, walking down the street in Ann Arbor and literally hearing from every window and people up there playing them backwards, destroying their turntables. And it's like,
There's Philo. Hey, Philo.
What'd you get back to? Hey, Puzzle. How you doing? I haven't seen you since last year.
The night of slack, right?
Yeah,
what are you doing now?
Oh, not too much.
Wait a minute, where are you?
We're up the Wi-Fi here. She's over on the other side of the room somewhere.
Well, there he is. He walks, he talks, he sings. Paul finally got in front of a camera in Glasgow today to put an end to the speculation that he is no longer among the living. He is, and now the whole world has been apprised of that fact.
Believe it, and in later years there have been more pictures. You might notice where Paul posed for his most recent album called Paul Is Live, and we assume he remains alive at this hour unless someone finds a clue to the contrary.
It's
Incidentally, the license plate on the Volkswagen on the Paul is Live cover, it reads 51IS. Think about that.
Mr. Paul, I'll call you in a couple days if I need you again, okay?
Hey, Paul, you going to the convention tomorrow?
You bet.
Hey, how about you, Harry?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, a party like you did 2 years ago, huh?
Hey, Dan.
Benchmark of Uber Brown.
Got him on the bench now, folks, and they're getting ready to give him, to do the operation.
Well, they are doing the bench. Oh, well,
you see, he is reclining.
See, I'm playing Paul.
Recumbent position.
And Omer T. Edge is playing the other guy.
They aren't even aliens.
Pretend I'm the alien. Okay, I'll just lie here, and you guys pretend I'm the alien.
Did you see that they proved that the alien was Newt Gingrich in Time magazine?
Yeah. Hey, that's me.
Yes, he's all the way from southern Australia. And he's getting ready to be operated on, put into a cryonic state of...
He's going back to the first Christmas.
Yes.
When Santa Claus has roamed the land.
That's true, they did. Huge numbers of them.
They used to...
Red-suited in tooth and claw, dribbling onto their white beards. Exposing their naked breasts to screeching children in department stores.
Yeah, Ed was doing that, too.
He was. Oh, that filthy old man.
I don't know who Ed is. This is a band.
The anesthetic comes through the ceiling.
Yes. Now, notice they're going to send him to the year 3003. Or maybe it's 30,003. I don't know exactly. Precision isn't important in this experiment. But it will, once and for all, lay the death rumor to rest. And so, back into the abyss of time, through blurovision,
I can't see.
I can't sit so near the screen. It hurts my eyes.
Oh, time for the death
move
trip.
That you put it over there, but now time is going back, and I'm
This is riding the BART Trainosaurus far
just
future.
Off the Concord, sorry.
Oh, yes, the conquered land bowed under the yoke of an egg-like oppressor.
Really?
I
have mine scrambled.
You know, I hate to tell you, it's that way already. What? Huh?
That was just a caller. He was on the platform back there.
Caller. Well, caller, are you on the platform or are you in the
vehicle? Inside our roto vehicle.
Oh, this is living, boss.
This future is great.
If only it would be more in focus, these humble eyeballs would not be melting down this unfortunate's cheeks. And every now and then it blasts into Ocas Fay. Like then, if I give it the
That's good. Just hang on to it. It really gets good.
Yeah.
Maybe we could tweak the antennule.
Try it there. We're trying to bring the future in.
That's a little bit better.
Because your listeners are not around for Christmas.
Why is it when the camera pans in and the picture gets blurry, we're supposed to know it's a flashback? Why don't we just think, it's getting blurry?
Yeah, well, there's a language to blurry.
Well, my flashbacks, personally, aren't blurry, but some folks may be.
And
Hal's
been to blurry India.
You know, the differently blurred might object to that characterization.
Uh-oh, one of those underground bases we hear so much about.
But it's available by BART.
You know, you can buy that. It goes with the Area 51 spaceship model.
And the golf carts.
Did you buy that model?
No, but Don did. He knows.
Yeah, I sprang for one of them.
Some guy.
And
so
did
what
you put
do,
it
you
together?
That thing?
But it's really disappointing when you open it up.
I'm not going to.
Only this big?
I'm not going to make it.
You can have the box whether or not you make it.
It's two big plastic discs.
And then
a couple of little chairs. And
well, that's so the aliens can sit down.
It's really silly.
They can't stand for thousands of light years.
It's nowhere near worth $25, which is what it costs.
$25?
Wow! and so I'm just going to leave it in the box.
Well, that's. Yeah, well, maybe you should give it to me, and then I'll put it together.
Really, there's nothing to it. It's like nothing to it.
Well, what about the instructions? Are there cool?
The instructions
well
are cool.
There's a really good
whole thing inside, little booklet that tells you all about Area 51.
Look at him, check out the
Bob Lazar.
The mini skirt.
Just
nice pictures from satellites.
He's casting an eye on that babe in the mini skirt
of the longest runway on Earth.
Oh yes, very well.
Yes, Captain. Shake your hand and bye.
But
okay, confer with the top.
I think he has marijuana. Santa, what do you say? Santa job?
No, he does.
Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking
Come
about the marijuana.
On. He's got long hair. Now, you characterize him as a marijuana smoker. Just well, is that
yeah,
the way
he's got
you
a mustache
are?
And long hair.
Yeah,
I
but that does not necessarily mean he might now, be a reactionary.
About donating that car.
How about that kidney?
How about that deception? This knob on my face turns things too.
I like that knob, and I'm not so sure I like your face, but it seems to have improved the picture. And then I just disproved it.
Oh, well, that's
no.
Weird.
Oh, they're coming in through the hatch. Ungodly creatures from beyond space. Let's turn up the high, Con.
No, it's just a couple of guys with clipboards.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to demystify the
whole
Santas
mess. They're with clipboards. Wow, there's color now.
Marriott Hartley in blushing color.
Hubba,
Mama, buy me that.
Wake me up, God. Wake me up, God.
Sorry.
Is that God?
It's one of them. Oh, dear. Now I'm not sure. I think we have bollocked and kerflummoxed up the interaction.
We actually have some funny coffee jokes in it.
I made some. Oh, not! Don't zoom in on that horrible tash. Let's adjust the color drive once more and...
there we go. I should have attached these nodules here.
That's a hard-hatted woman. Oh,
hey,
we just
won't.
Oh, that, no, that's
like
perfect. Let's just leave it there. Don't move it. Oh, stop.
It?
Okay. We got some interference. Quit it.
I'm waking up.
You need a shave, buddy, and a bath. Talk about B.O. B.U.
I'm thinking in slow motion.
And brush your teeth, fella.
Mark, are you coming back?
Look, lice all over him. Oh, jeez. His gummy eyes are opening after 300,003 years. And they still see just fine.
He's thinking, use your remote before it's too late.
Use it now.
Oh, we don't want to see up some dude's nostrils. Gene, what were you thinking?
Here, Hal, look at my left nostril. It has the whole... I got to get up for the show anyway.
Oh, boy, it's about time. This lummox is too passive. I'll tell you this. People like their heroes to be...
It takes a while to wake up after a thousand years.
You know, active, challenging, not lolling around and speaking in an ugly, hoarse voice.
What's the matter with his lip?
He's neighing and whinnying.
That's what happens over time. It's the only thing that happens if you're the caveman of the future.
Poor old chap. His lips were totally chapped during that 300,003 years he spent on the ice.
I got morning breath.
And a cause for mourning it is.
If only Mary Hartley would stand by my gurney, I'd get up in a minute.
Now, they're not going to show her gurney on non-cable TV.
Does she have any lines at all, or does she just stare?
Does she have lines?
In
does
awe
she have lines?
Puzzling evidence, asleep on a plastic bed for 1,000 years.
More curvaceous than the Gertrude L. Theobald, our nation's premier seafaring
yacht. I was hoping for her, but I could never get that high up the scale.
Well, now, I wouldn't say nay forever. I mean, never say never. A man's reach must exceed his grasp. Oh, what to heaven for?
Marriott, call to me.
Grab this, Anna. Woo-hoo. Oh, my gosh.
Look at that turquoise jewelry.
You better not shout, and I wouldn't advise pouting.
She bought that from the Ukabalakonga Indians.
Don't cry. I'm going to tell you why in just a moment.
Yeah, he can see you when you're sleeping. He can see you when you're awake.
He can see you in the bathroom, and he will never give you a break.
Put on your... Yeah, okay.
So,
that's much better.
Yeah, right. So he's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna
he's
cut
out
off your nose and poke out your eyes.
And Marriott,
oh, there she
I'm
goes.
Coming after you.
We're getting the after view. Now, this is...
That must be in Paul's place.
If they'd only pull back a little bit, we could examine the Calipigian elements of this.
An incredibly sleek wrist.
By the way, Dr. Howe, you're sitting too close to the TV.
Yeah,
I know. They always told me I'd get too many wrenches that way.
Funny things to your brain.
All right. I don't want it to be brain funny. I'm going to... Pull back.
Funny, folks.
Now that guy's blue in the face.
Wow,
they've got the collector's books from
Santa's
the Eastern
Village.
Press.
Yeah, they've got all of House
the
books
entire
down here.
Harlequin romances in hardback leatherette covers.
Oh. It's
and the complete that. Works of Jacqueline Suzanne, Harold Robbins, and
Jacqueline Kennedy?
Yes, even so. And they're the kids. Oh, God, it's a Steven Spielberg. Oh, good. Oh, there goes the picture. You mess with it?
Well, it's just me. No. I'm coming to now, and Hal's
talking me down.
Ah, sunflower, weary of seeds. Time. Hey, you're bumping into those rare sunflowers.
Why sunflowers?
Well,
they explain later.
They, you see, the sun is down Santa. Here underground, and so they bring the flowers down. And now they're
now
wheeling
we sing
into
the song
Wheeling,
of the
West
Santas.
Virginia. Oh my! And a brief.
So you want to know about Santa, huh?
What a terrible man in a Santa Claus suit did to me. I was just shopping in the Emporium, and all of a sudden I turned around and
Hey, little girl. Hey, what is it you want? I'll bet you've been naughty. I bet you want to be naughty. I'll bet you can be naughty, little girl.
Why don't you be on my commercial?
I really smelled bad. Like there was an alcoholic on the street, but he was
Here
going
come all the
oh,
Santas.
And I couldn't do anything about it.
It's a crowd of people upset with Santa Claus here. They
thought it was
the
Santa.
Medieval Renaissance fair, but it turned out to be no fair for anyone and free for all.
Those who were shocked to be walking around San Francisco two nights ago.
I know I am.
There's Nixon.
See him? When Nixon was a knight.
Let's not wallow in Watergate.
Yeah, let's stone Nixon.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
he'll be
really
stoned
hurt.
Oliver Town.
Understand the family's
Six.
Quite upset.
Right. And
well,
I
they should have been upset long
three,
before now.
Two. Well, it's getting to be time
one.
For the
Punch
Santa
up
Claus
the T-shirt.
Roundup.
Yeehaw! Ride him up, cowboy.
Oh, not a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes,
I mean,
because
that's even worse than the
lies will now go and watch TV with
Ed Wynn.
Oh, yeah.
Keenan
Wynn, that's worse.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Keenan Wynn.
Keenan Wynn.
Hey, Wynn up Keenan.
A keen disappointment, Tim.
Yes, we feel. Oh, through the wall, and I open the door, and oh, Paul's out there. Close the door.
I look like Buddy.
Hey,
Buddy.
Buddy. Paul, they shot the guy.
He can't hang it.
Look, it wasn't enough that you killed me last week.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, he's here to haunt me.
No.
Go away. Go away. He's flying around my headphones.
Don't get rid of Paul.
Paul,
slammed
him right in the face. Did you see that?
All right. I've come back from the grave to wreak revenge on you, scumbag.
It's all a bad
Just like a bad
Santa knows where you live, pal.
Marriott's back now. I feel better.
Yeah, Marriott has...
It's all on tape. It's just on tape.
And she's walking over to the condemned man.
Marriott, come over here.
She's
going
to give him some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Well, look at that. Turquoise.
Stop it.
Yes, she's really tweaking him now.
Marriott will save me from everything. My head hurts, though.
Folks, I wish I could describe this scene for you, but we have such thing as standards and practices here.
Absolutely the worst seance I've ever heard.
Come on, I've got to get Paul back.
I'm sorry, I don't
Come on,
speak
help me.
Don't you speak English?
Is that your hand under the table?
Whose hand is under the sheets, I'd like to know.
That's Santa Claus. Oh, yeah, okay. That's okay for Santa Claus to touch everybody.
'Twas the night before.
I saw him touching little
and
kids.
Oh,
house.
Paul, what would you like for Christmas? To be alive again?
They still have hairspray in the future.
To them, you're the monster.
The stockings were hung by the children with fear.
All right.
To them, Marriott Hartley's the monster.
As they
Why do you
dreamed that St. Nicholas still would be
Marriott, it's your hair that really, you know, does it for me.
Yeah, they have a guy who's hired to do that, you know.
Revenge this.
The children would nestled all snug in their beds,
so
while visions of sugar plums danced
well,
on their heads.
Well, man.
Give well men a drink there.
Look, I'm not a well man.
Thanks, Mary.
And I can prove it.
Well, we don't need anything graphic
hey,
now.
Hey, so you have a certificate that says your mind's okay?
Sure. Puzzling Evidence gave me one last week.
All I gave you were the clothes for your afterlife, a little watch, some food, some jewelry. It'll get you across the river.
A little blanket for flea
weed. I'm not...
Oh, no.
It's a really high-quality ugly little blanket, though, and it'll cover all of her.
But look, it's seeding with fleas. You wouldn't want
well,
that to
has,
be...
It has anthrax, too.
Oh, she's going to...
See?
Oh, my gosh, look, she's going to take off her... Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh! She's got two belly buttons. She's an alien with two belly buttons. Although, why an
Each
alien?
Each of them pierced 18
why does an alien
times.
Need two belly buttons. I don't understand.
Wait a minute. What kind
it
of alien are you?
A symbolic value that is only present.
I only get off
educational
on lovers who have over 200,000 belly buttons.
One belly button was enough for Cleopatra and Elizabeth I. So I would say
all the way back
two navels are one too many.
Is that the only thing different about? about her?
Well, yeah, they don't want to make her too different.
Just like Star Trek.
That's right. Exactly. Everybody's pretty much white.
I would call it the same paucity of imagination. They even use the studio lights in their set.
Well, we're going to change that during the show. So by 5 a.m., the entire demographic
look
population
at that turquoise jewelry.
Yes, made by colorful Native Americans in the quaint and curious Southwest.
Look, you can bring Paul back.
Wrong. I've done you all. Well, we could do it by application of the latest scientific technology. Oops, if we so chose.
We just dropped a nail on the floor of God's apartment.
That's
here.
Really
God
hitting the nail on the
executive officers.
You see that little flop there?
What? Where? Where?
Right there on the side of the machine. A couple of
okay, there it is.
Well, generally, you know, I was taught not to mess with stuff that ain't my bailiwick, you know.
No, you... Look.
I don't want to mess with something that ain't...
I don't want to touch anything that's my pinkies.
All right, I'll just give it a little tweak here like this and... Oh, my. I must have turned that stud the wrong way. Don't worry, folks.
But
I'll have everything...
Turn the button too hard.
Oh, hell. You shouldn't have asked me. Why do I have to... Uh-oh, we're fading out.
I have to tell you everything, Puzzling.
Because it's my job to know.
Well, I wish Mariette would give us another shot at her twice-decorated...
So begin now telling me everything.
Back that piñata one more time.
Van Gogh.
I've got a hankering.
Reproductions
I need
of
with her.
The immortal art
okay,
treasures.
Okay, I'll smack that piñata again.
Smack it!
Now, were you one of the Santa Clauses? You have that Santa Claus kind of feel.
You know, your contract has a sanity clause in it.
Oh, no, it does?
If you refrain from... I mean, if you lapse into insanity at any time...
The piñata will open.
Well, wait a moment.
Listen,
what are you talking
this future,
about?
Does everything have two belly buttons? Even the refrigerator and the TV?
And their buttons go on the side of their arms instead of the other way around.
There we go. Now the future has weird people staring.
What
are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Those guys also have two belly buttons.
I without...
Mary, your hair, I...
We have a word for people like that. And that word is...
Jeez, this thing moves
mutant. We call this an elevator. It takes us up and down.
Oh, very nice. It's just a little window behind us rolling, making it appear to have motion.
Aliens opening inside a universe which you have never seen.
Well, look,
I'm just the mustache boy.
Sweetie baby, Star Trek had an elevator, so this has an elevator too.
Hey, looks just like outside. It burns my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's just a painted backdrop.
Behold, we call this the outdoors.
Oh, there's a secret Santa mission.
Gosh, look at that cyclorama. Thank God nature has been preserved in all its haunting beauty. There are the Eastman color reddened out pine trees, the acid rain lakes, and the...
This makes me smile, this future.
Background mountains.
What a great painted backdrop it is, too.
Boy, they can do anything with special effects these days.
And often do.
There are no cue cards out here.
We're looking through the periscope now.
We're in a round robin tournament. In
I beg your pardon.
Teams. One team of great strength and one.
I may have been sampling the Christmas candy a little much, but I'm not quite round. Thank you very much.
It's way forward, but the team with finesse.
Now he's posing heroically while he looks off into the cyclorama.
I've got to impress her even more with my mustache.
How come the pine trees are red here in the future? It's faded Eastman color.
Bad stock footage we could only pay for was allowed only to... Oh, Mary, now there you are. I remembered,
yeah, put her in the stocks.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well,
we don't have stocks in the future.
Well, I take great stock in the future, and I'm an optimist.
Would you like some of this chicken stock of the future?
Why, thank you. So you've got gold bullion here, or is it just chicken bullion?
These aren't gold booties we have on. This is the future.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
What? You're talking about my booty? Oh, no. I'm
listen to
voice.
This somewhere. Shrieking of thousands of futuristically evolved fruit bats. Oh, she's talking some kind of computer lingo.
She sounds like somebody on the phone in the past.
Well, it's awfully confusing here in the future. You know, we are viewing the future world of the year 3008 and simultaneously viewing the Santa Claus eruption of a few days ago.
Confusing. Listen, now Santa Claus...
Hi, everybody!
Oh, my gosh!
I think it's lies.
Hi!
Boy, the picture started coming in as clear as a bell.
Oh, Liza, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Uh-oh.
You guys did what you could, but...
Is this rude, Liza?
Oh, there. Bishop Joey just saw lies and God came out to speak to Puzzling Evidence. This is indeed a wonderful future.
Revenge on all of you.
Uh-oh, it's a ghost
I'm confused. I thought this was going to be the Merry Christmas show.
Well,
Merry bleeping Christmas.
I call you Gustav.
Ukabala Palonga is a happy way to say Merry Christmas to you.
When was this feature made?
Back in the 70s, as you can tell by the big sideburns and mustaches they had in the future. And the Marcel, the permanent wave Yule hair of the far future.
Love that jewelry.
Then we have former husband of Betty Davis, Gary Merrill, the scary future man. Right.
Why did they call you Scary Future Man?
Because after a few years with Betty is like a lifetime, a thousand lifetimes into the future.
That's not Gary Merrill.
Well, now I'm confused. I thought you said it was Gary Merrill.
I tell you, my lips don't move when I speak.
Why is this Genesis 3? Is this a sequel?
Well, it's, first he made the thing about the robot trying to find his identity, and that didn't work.
I'm not going to say anything because Hal's talking right now.
Well, you'd better not while I'm talking. It just confuses the audience.
Not Gary Merrill, that's for sure.
Oh, I was just, I exaggerated.
Hey, what are you doing in my room?
Sure, we're supposed to just brush right over
what
that.
What the heck is going on
babe,
here, lady?
Let's see your navels. I want to see if you've got the regulation number.
Tell you what, make me some coffee and come on over here and sit down.
No, it's just your stomach's like a bowling ball. Yeah. I can stick two fingers in here and, hey, come back.
Coffee yet,
oh, well, maybe they don't drink coffee.
Listen,
here
I tell you, this
far
future thing,
future.
What time's my show on in this
hey,
future?
Oh, I'm going to
take off my
clothes
here. Don't you find
cut
this
it out. Cool it.
What a bore.
And this sort of person makes a trip into the future, you know. Somebody like me with all the refinements of civilization.
It's an adult risque 3:30 in the morning show.
Now,
well, he's only got two nipples, that's for sure.
Thank heavens
I've only got
for
one
small
belly
mercies.
You do?
Yeah, and I drank a lot of coffee.
That reminds me, I have a demijohn and a flagon of coffee out there, several firkins of bubbling,
Santa
boiling
Claus!
Hot...
Santa Claus!
Oh, which really hurts. It's on the radio.
I bet you've been nasty.
It's on the radio right now.
And I and my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. And out on the lawn, there arose such a fire. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew in a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
Oh, that's scary. What did she... She's going to sit there all night?
Oh, I'm better now.
She said she's going to wake me up when the show starts.
How cathartic.
I guess I'll go to sleep. Good night.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen shore gave a luster of
that's
midday
weird.
To objects below, when what to me wondering eyes should appear,
okay,
but a
cut away to God.
Sleigh
and
eight tiny little...
That's my alarm. Oh, no, show started. I'm still asleep.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment...
These girls are multiplying like rabbits.
I must be saying, I mean, he
Mary,
must
it's
be,
you again.
I mean, she must be
nice
safely,
haircut. Nice jewelry.
How come his hair still is all perfectly in
I
order
love her little hair
rises
helmet.
From the frousty bed.
Because he's
sleep.
Puzzling evidence.
Oh, she's the
it's just a little hair
she's
helmet.
She's
going to
take him off to two naval city, and this is not a good thing. He ought to stay where he is. I'll go with you, but let me see, have one more look at
I was just having a little bit of fun with her. Come
on. Perforated abdomen of yours, my dear, and then I'll go anywhere.
That's the only way I can get off.
But stop, you don't know. It's not just two navels. She also
How come
has...
the women's voices are slid kind of off track there? When...
Well, I don't
I
know.
Still...
It's...
Oh, she's taking me to the show.
Okay.
All right, here
we go. You're reliving your second childhood.
You promised me girls in the same
adulthood.
BART train.
Well, I have to pilot it. Someone has to drive this contraption.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Punch
it's been
out
a while, but
five,
I think
six.
A baboon could operate this device. Sorry, I don't believe in violence and killing.
Mary, that's a tattoo needle. It's not going to hurt him anyway.
Boing! Oh, boy, sure paid foot paid to that dude. Now all the blinkety lights aren't going to work in the control room.
I was going to say, the special effects are really amazing.
Well, we couldn't pay for the power
and
light.
And look, there's the map of the entire Earth.
Thanks. Do I get one, too?
No. And from this control room, we can control the speed of all the BART trains.
That's what Mary Hartley sounds like Hal. Oh, okay, now I'll check the weapon.
Well, the fact is, it's not your dream, it's my dream. I'm dreaming it all, and so all the voices are me.
Okay, now I'm
going
to run. What the? Hey, you!
What's the deal? They just point that thing at him, and then they fall over.
Needle.
Like there's no little line of light.
Perhaps it fires tiny flechettes.
Nothing. Oh, how?
Wait, I'm over here.
Chief.
Save
Chief.
Me. Let's go to a commercial, okay?
Yeah. More faster than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and hooted and called them by name.
on Dasher, on Dancer, on Comet, and Fab, on Blitzen, and so forth, and so on.
Hey, there, no hole.
Now he's got two.
This is great. The more they shoot me, the more belly buttons I grow.
To the top of the house, to the top of the wall. Now piss away, piss away, piss away all.
That's where you use your radio.
As the wild leaps before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle and up to the sky.
Marriott, how come you're driving? Hal said he was going
to
drive.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay, well.
So up to the
what?
House.
What does this pill do?
It's
slack.
St.
Wow.
Nicholas II. Saint
so
Saint
I take
Nicholas
the slack, and then what happens to me?
You melt.
You melt? Oh, I meld? Mine says I meld here. We rented this cheap BART car for 2 days, so we have to use it in the film.
I hope you're enjoying your ride on my train.
Now he's going to be shown some of the wonders of today's super technological society.
Wonderful kind of thing, super technical wonderland.
How come it's so gosh darn blurry, damn it?
And the future opens
and
up.
Creatures can come together in one.
Where are you taking me?
Stars.
You must get yourself together.
It's
only good when you're holding it. No, look how good it gets. You should just hold it in your lap and it'll be fine. Now have a guitar.
You hold it in your lap.
Have a guitar.
Hey, buddy, wait, get that away. That's not my lap.
Settle down. Have a guitar. Come on. Have a guitar. Here, everybody, have a guitar.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in the head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
California Street, guns, cars, grids, and planes.
Hey, you can't do that in here.
X-rays.
What happened to the pitcher? The pitcher's all screwed up again.
Police.
Not the police, man.
Radar. Customs. Classified. Saturday.
No, Frank, don't touch it.
Oh, God, is that show terrible?
Uh-oh, it's People Face Off. That's the Sanders are going uphill.
Not funny. Not funny.
Reality-based programming.
Not funny.
And it's Mr. Waldholtz.
You see a fat guy on TV, he will die.
Award-winning Broadway musical Waldholtz about Enid Waldholtz and her errant hubby, her chubby hubby, and their Mormon...
Okay, let's have more guns, cars, planes, grids, cars, planes.
Well, we're going to be back to...
TNA now.
Oh, boy. Hey, wait a minute. This isn't what I was expecting. Yeah! Well, Oh, my.
It's Beach Bingo Bongo.
Now, that's not a bad shot. You see, Santa Claus was a little bit flighty, and he had some personal problems.
Now they're hiking all over the land.
Yeah. Well, no, you see...
You know, those horses have two belly buttons.
But who wants to see them? You have to get underneath to take a look. Well,
deers have two belly buttons.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His gestures, how merry... His cheeks were like roses.
And it's very nice. You can see the Santas running through the forest. Santas are racing horses up the side of the hill.
His droll little mouth was drawn up in a bowl, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
Two Santas that we can see now are restfully resting under the restful, watery, the river rest.
The stump of a pipe he held clenched in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath.
I wish I could share it with you.
As he drew in his head and was turning around. No, I already did that one, didn't I?
Does your monitor work?
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
You know, that looks just like the kind of squirrel we used to have.
And I laughed when I saw him.
Well, you got stereo in the window there.
Scary.
A wink of his eye and a nod of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his wife. He filled all the stockings
talking about Santa Claus, but for some reason,
with his joy.
I'm
care?
Well, it's the Emporium.
Oh, not the Emporium. Please don't take me in the Emporium with the Santa Clauses. No, then, no. There's the Emporium in the distance.
Finger aside of his nose.
Yes,
you know, and giving a nod.
Santa Clauses are forbidden in there.
Up the chimney, he
rose. That's the great city of Emporium. Santa Clauses may never cross over.
The candidates
over.
I have seen.
As
yes,
I
please. Emporium hates Santa.
As he
Emporium will stomp Santa if they ever see him again.
Emporium versus the Santa Claus.
Emporium was raided by hundreds of Santas forever. Refused to forgive.
When did that happen? Was that two nights ago? 2 nights ago.
Saturday. I think Monday. Saturday. Oh, Saturday.
It didn't make the news, though, did it?
Oh, yeah. It did.
A little bit.
A little bit. Marin Independent Journal ran. Examiner ran a great story.
TV did not.
TV, no. No TV at all. There were three or four video cameras.
Yes.
There's Emporium now. It's quite
so it's going to be on Weird TV?
Yeah. Is it next week or the week after? Well, Weird TV will have, I think, a half hour on it.
They have to get it on before Christmas.
Yeah, and he's doing a best of show. The last show of the year, I think that's the one. So. And you'll hear him.
So tune in to Weird TV and instead of us, and you'll see puzzling evidence in a Santa
Bishop
costume
and
being dragged out of the Emporium.
You can hear in the background some of the
as
live
an intruder
polos.
Santa.
Oh, well, we're here to spread Christmas cheer. Jam it down their throats whether they want it or not. Because, you know, we're number one. I'm the one true Santa.
We're number one.
It's kind of a competitive thing.
We're number one, Santa.
You see, even Santa Claus can lash out from overstimulation.
Yeah, and we were flowing over cars and into streets and into stores and bothering people. Anybody who tried to take pictures was immediately besieged by Santa's, pointing out which Santa to take pictures of.
Wow, in the future, they've got reinforced concrete.
Did you have sacks?
In Fairfield.
Which you, you know,
safe sacks.
In reverse, filled up as you went along.
Yeah. We actually had presents. These guys had made wonderful presents of horrid little pornographic people cut in half and glued back together.
Were they good presents?
And they were wrapped in toilet paper tissue tubes with, like, guns and other planes, guns, lawyers, on imprinted on them. And I was throwing those in windows. That was my favorite thing. People would look out the windows and, you know, see a whole block of Santas. And I'd throw this thing in and they'd all step back like we were throwing grenades at them.
Well, now, I'm sure you think all this happened, but, you know, we have to distinguish.
The first part of the movie,
when we see the film, we'll see what really happened.
That's right.
And people were, they hung Santa on Market Street. That was one of the best points right after the Emporium disturbance.
Santa.
You don't understand. You've lived in San Francisco too long. Santa is hung.
Santa is hung. He's
that
got
may
two
be
belly
so,
buttons.
But this Santa Claus was
hung on.
Well,
he's nice hair.
See, they've got a rope around his neck, but he doesn't look much like Santa Claus. He's just some guy.
They killed some Santa Claus, but he's got the wrong hair for Santa.
Oh.
I feel like going to the bathroom anyway.
Timmy has to tinkle. The trickle of...
Now hundreds of Santas are...
Three quions in the fountain.
The dynamics... No, there's a... Not on the map... Yeah, we went to Tatish's.
You know, you'd
allowed.
Think they'd come up with rugs
but
on
was
the floor
done.
In the far future, but they don't. And, oh, my gosh, it's one of those fake things with a little, you know, you open the box and a little snake comes out and bites
a little
your
tchotchke.
Hand.
A little flunkum.
Yes, I'm
a
going
little
to give
kalunkling.
You the key to the city. Now, let me demonstrate what our rods of correction do.
Oh, please, Hal, no.
Yes, I'm going
show.
To turn on this device and show you how I enforce absolute obedience from my unwilling staff.
Is that thing battery
staff.
Powered or is there a... Oh, yeah,
it's powered
by
atomic energy.
Notice how her top comes down and covers one of her belly buttons so they don't have to do the makeup for every scene?
That's right.
Oh, you're just a cynic. There's
no
makeup.
Sure
she really does have two
power
belly buttons.
Bar. I don't want to meet Mr. Power Bar.
Too late. You're gone.
Oh, yes. You're in the corner power bar.
This is not a place for Earthmen wearing mustaches.
In the future,
everyone is clean shaven here at Two Belly Button
shave
City.
The mustache of the Emporium.
Ah, yes. Well, do they still have those electric trains set up there too?
Nice hair. I of golden hair ask you not to shove this up Santa Claus's bag.
She did a series of commercials with James Garner.
Oh, that's a Polaroid camera she has. I see.
Oh, yes, exactly. And she's going to shoot some pics of the,
don't shoot the
ruling
girl.
Council of
they
the
think
future.
You're hurting the girl.
No. Let him roar. It's a swell picture.
Okay, here we have quotes from the past.
You mean the rebel robbery
at
Bullion
Bend? You didn't do
Bend
Weatherman's then. Power TV formula, so it sounds like a phone call.
It's a pity Weatherman can't be here to interpret these images. Newt Gingrich hair made it into the far future.
Wow, Newt's hair.
Oh, boy. Oh. Fully Newt right there.
Wow.
They backed off too soon. Good Lord.
It's like that, Hal. They always do that.
And they gave him a new hairdo, even worse than the last
hairdo. I hate this future. I wear this bathrobe. I don't do anything. I hang out with
coffee. Oh, now they're going to do one of those scenes where she gets out and they wrap the robe around her just in time. They don't even show us that. Oh. Now he's going to eat some macrobiotic lunch with greens there, and oh, for God's sake.
Yummy, this is great, yummy.
Oh, man, well, I saw if this is the future, give it to me any day.
Merry
future. Oh, the lights went out.
Oops,
It's those godforsaken terrorists. Those Santa Clausites.
Well, we know that.
Cut the lights.
We know what to do with terrorists.
The Santa Claus party will never prevail.
No, I don't need more coffee.
There, in future city, we eat little clams on the end of sticks.
You do, huh? Well, let me think about this.
Good Lord, woman, nice don't bite. You want to cook those things? I suppose I shouldn't speak up.
Another sip of this hot butter rum martini in a metal cup.
A foreign country. But let's have some civilized behavior. Oh, my goodness. Oh, good Lord. Oh, that's repulsive. Disgusting. It looks like a piece of spam on the end of a stick.
Listen, I hear a bunch of Santas
outside. Good God, woman.
Are you sure you don't have any Santas here? With that, she looked in alarm at me. Santas? I said Santas. Do you see any Santas, young lady?
Well,
yes,
no.
Yes, I see Santas all the time, but only in my mind. They don't really exist.
Now, the Institute of Scientific Santa Clausism is dedicated to proving the existence of of Santa Claus to a doubting, disbelieving
world. They're all lying
world.
About Santa Claus.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Sandy Claus. Wherever a shaft of sunlight hits a baby's
bum. That was her thought. We'll slide that up in the
way. Oh, my goodness. Now he's fondling his own tummy.
Yes,
as
I'm pretty cool.
As if expect two navels there.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Peep through here and see who I'm up against.
Two navel junction or something.
If I can just get two belly buttons, they'll think I'm part of this future.
Put some clothes on, buddy. I'll tell you,
I'm getting out of here.
Ugliest sights in the world. The exposed male midriff. Nobody wants to see that, no matter how many belly buttons you've got. Oh, there he goes, up off the top of the wall. Dash away, dash away, dash away all. Clumsy landing, you jerk.
Gotta get out of this station.
At least they got rid of the 5 o'clock
show. It's 4 a.m., but everybody's still sweeping up out there.
The moon on the rest of the new-fallen snow.
They probably won't notice me. They're just callers. Hey, buddy.
Slave, Joe E. Ross with the broom back there.
I thought that was Joey Lewis. Okay, well, I'm getting out.
That was Joey Batafuoco.
No, he's not out of prison yet.
You rang. You're in the wrong movie. What are you doing here in the future?
Yes, the Republicans don't care for Santa going off the deep end.
What's going on? Who are you? You look just like Lurch.
Yeah, he does. You know, they no imagination. Now they bring in Lurch, you know. You'd think the future would be full of something you hadn't seen before. But why does the future have to be full of everything you've already seen before hundreds and hundreds of times? Two belly buttons only goes so far. It doesn't make up for this avalanche of same old sameness.
They'll probably be watching this movie in the future.
They will be watching it again and again because it's the only movie to survive the great cataclysm that wipes out our civilization. And it's constantly interpreted and reinterpreted to find out what those aboriginal barbarians did
are dead.
So long ago.
So scholars of the future will look at this as the entire film output.
Yeah. Well, they know there were more, but they just can't find
it. One of the ironies of
this
history
must be typical.
We judge previous civilizations by the few artifacts that come down to us.
This is a wonderful movie of the time.
And our own time is represented by this delightful film epic. I give it 6 thumbs up and 4 stars.
And 2 belly buttons.
Yes, just so. It does seem sort of sedentary, not much action, just a lot of sitting around and mustaches and belly buttons.
That's what happens in the forest when you're hanging out with the Oogopalapongas here.
And Lurch.
On the show. Well, he's the chief.
And in the future, it's always like Roman robes and stuff. Why is that?
Because you can't show anything new. It has to be everything you've seen before.
It's true. It has to be based on something on a bad TV show that was showing about the time this was made.
Roman and the Gloman in your Roman underwear. Oh, there they are.
Hey, light up those Centurion cigarettes, huh? Do you have a Corinthian thin?
The future's full of...
The future has prisoners.
Paul is dead.
Well, I know there's no reason to go on. But we have to do the movie.
You know,
the prisoners need to be freed.
It makes us even sadder to watch this, so we do it.
And anyway, that was just a rumor. It's a hoax. Don't you get it?
What's on this agenda?
It happened.
We're not really sad enough, so we watch this to be even sadder.
President Javier has asked us not to talk about that on the air anymore.
It makes me sad. Hey, maybe this is the story of...
Muffy's twin cousin, you know, Muffy.
Yeah.
Muffy and Buffy.
On the internet the other day.
Muffy and Buffy? We're going to see...
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's not true.
Well, let's see some navels here.
We know where he's buried.
He's got one navel in reserve.
We'll tell you for a price, and I'm on the TV anyway, so I've got to talk right now.
It's going to become a shrine.
I'm up against Power Bar. Okay, now we've got Princess Wapish on Channel 44.
Oh, she's going to use her Power Bar on this dude.
On Puzzling Evidence, yeah.
This is going to be a painful scene.
Yeah, and now the guy in the bad hairdo is also saying, yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Now, to follow this along, you must turn to Channel 44 and watch the double belly button movie as we try out the Power Bar on Bud Studley.
Lothar.
By the way, if you want to visit Paul's grave before we start charging admission, just send $1 to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Isn't it in Père Lachaise? Oh, boy, he's really emotive.
Send a dollar. Hurry up and send a dollar.
You know, just like Captain Kirk, they do things like this, and he would freak out and Kirk out. And
I hate it when you do it.
I'm not doing it.
That's why Peach does it. Hey, take that. You can't do that to Mustache Man.
Oh, that's unseemly. Cover him up.
Unwanted
erection. What he did to our power bar.
Oh, I'm setting it to unstunned.
Now I'm going to set it to really blast the bejesus out of him. Oh, this is sadistic. Gene Roddenberry must have had a wild hair up his power bar there. You know, they're always
hey, this
scenes
thing really
like
works
this.
Well.
Yeah, let's try it on Newt. Oh, I mean,
no, you can't. He's got a bigger fur coat than you.
Oh my gosh, he's dressed in red suit, but he ain't no Santa.
Special effects are amazing.
In addition to providing,
he said it to awake.
The power bar can provide pleasure as well.
Only a real man has two belly buttons.
We can give you a
and look at Hal's hair.
Simply by
strange.
Twisting the little knob, I can turn abject pain into pure pleasure, like this.
I will obey
the jewelry.
What are they doing? They're weakening his heart.
I will obey the commercial.
I will buy whatever I am told to buy on Channel 44 at this time. Oh, phew. Her and that and this
lizards,
and there
guns,
and her and
bomb,
lizards, fish,
glasses,
drinks,
water,
cars,
planes,
running people,
running guys, wrinkly people,
bad conversations, stealing stuff,
fish, money. Women in cars.
Yep, that's what I want in my
that's
future.
It, all right. Now you know,
fish women cars
is digging in the Gobi
and
Desert of
rifle Mongolia. Guys and more
boats,
sunglasses,
fire,
high hairline,
fish,
boats.
No, not a fish.
Fast boat.
Somewhere.
And a future that has no bounds.
Hypodemics.
Hypodemics?
Fire explosions, gas explosions.
Boom.
Boom, bang, letters.
Science.
And a World Wide Web.
What is this thing with every explosion in every action movie? Is like a
huge.
A fuel explosion.
It's always gasoline.
And you're supposed to think, it's like so unrealistic.
Right, I was just thinking about grenades today. Grenades in movies blow up buildings and kill people.
They're all done with gasoline, and they all look like gasoline explosions,
and
they aren't fooling anybody.
Has its own website, too.
We're having an alert. The doors will not work on the Enterprise. The little people in the walls are going on strike.
Explosions
do not blow up like gasoline. They just go boom. There's some smoke and stuff, and you see a flash. You do not see these big clouds of fuel exploding.
The fact is, an explosion, if it's really an explosion, occurs
explosion.
So
before
fast.
Before you can even see it.
That's right. It's bang! All, it's bang,
you,
and
you
you're dead.
You are concussed, yeah. And you, if you survive, you realize that something has happened, but you don't have
Ask
time
him, yeah.
to
right.
watch a huge
right.
cloud of
right,
fuel
doctor.
Ascend into the sky right. while you run yeah. toward the
what
camera.
Absolutely correct.
In motion with some chick
absolutely
in tight
correct.
Shorts and...
That's right. He's right.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to...
Ask anyone who's been at an explosion, they'll say, I don't remember it. It's
well,
like,
yeah.
I don't really remember it.
Suddenly, I found I was lying on the ground, and my leg was lying 50 feet away, and I knew I'd just been through one hell of an explosion.
That's what they say?
Well, that's what they say, yes.
Come on, Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Get off these gas explosions.
Explosions, they are really good.
Futuristic slave girls, assemble.
A simple mechanic can be a panic. They blow up real good.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're slugging each other.
Knocking me down in this show.
There's no pizza boys in the future.
Yeah, there are. There are lots of them. He has to free the pizza
But they're
boys.
All dressed in Roman outfits, including Friar Tuck. Oh, but he's got a little
what?
Shorty.
What? Tire what?
Well, I mean, that guy there, you know, they've got carcasses of beef, and now they're going to put his finger in the oh, no,
beef
not
fondue.
That.
No, hey, what are you doing, man?
No, there's a sophisticated device.
See, there's a pizza boy on my left there.
They've got Lurch, and they've got...
This panel.
Well,
yes, this channel cannot be used. Please shut down mind. Open up brain. Begin show feed now.
Why can't they show some really exciting film instead of...
Well, this is not the...
Yeah.
Not the time for coming down dark hall.
You know, that's one of the worst parts about cable is that they all the good movies, even the bad good movies, have all been eviscerated from the list because they just become parts of deals. Well, they become parts of deals. People buy three good movies, and in the deal are 40 bad movies.
The Adventure of Gene Wilder's
And then the bad movies disappear because the people who now own them can't make money off of them, so we all lose the history of having them around.
Blocks of
that's what happened to the Saturday Night monster movies. In which you thought you saw a monster.
Now they're all gone, except occasionally they're on Channel 54.
Reverend Hal and Buffy and Muffy have cable, though, so they get to see a lot of them still.
Well, I don't know. Buffy and Muffy, you have cable also?
Yes, they do.
Well,
here, I'll answer for them here. I'll just sign the affidavit.
That's good.
And sign here.
Can't
and
answer,
here.
You know.
In
my it's
realm,
what they use on
I
the futuristic slave pizza boys.
Oh,
there's one now. See, there's one right on. Yeah. Now I'm going to lie here, and you guys tie me up.
You see, I rule a vast kingdom of the mind, but Buffy is what you would call my special consort. And now here in our super scientific facility, we're going to examine these two guys, just like, you know, they try to take the Wolfman's brain and put it in Frankenstein and the other way around. One of these scientific experiments that... Oh, not the Gazookas bar again. Boy, you flinch when they put that thing
okay,
in.
Okay, man. All right, don't do that. Don't do Gazookas bar.
Why are the good guys waving
come on,
that
man,
around?
I'll do the
Look,
show.
That was what the
just
bad guys
don't
did.
Don't do the Gazookas bar, the power
yes,
bar.
The Gazookas bar will take us
hair in, this
in that strange realm between pleasure and pain's twin poles.
Okay, let's do it then.
Cheese it, the cops. Huh? Now they're untying
Smack
the guy.
Pink,
they tie him up, then they untie him. This
well,
is entertainment.
It's a club scene, you know?
This is what people like to see. I think not.
In the future.
There's a very good reason why this version of the future
Come on,
didn't
out
make
here.
It out
These
of the past.
These power bars are really fun. We'll take this one and use it later.
I wish I had one of those things. I'd make people do whatever I want them to, and the very first thing I'd
dance,
make them do
cowboy,
is...
Dance, cowboy, dance!
Oh, yeah, well, that too.
Ibram X. Kendi.
In order to truly create... An anti-racist America, an anti-racist America and even world, where racial inequality does not exist. And racial inequality does not exist because racial discrimination doesn't exist. The only way to create that is for anti-racists to be in power. But not only for anti-racists to be in power, we need anti-racist policies to be the law of the land. But we don't just need anti-racist policies to be the law of the land. We need anti-racist ideas of racial equality to be the common sense of the people. And we don't just need anti-racist ideas to be the common sense of the people. We need that anti-racist common sense of the people to hold those leaders and those policies accountable.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1. KPFA.
This year, KPFA is a media sponsor for the Stern Grove Music Festival, celebrating its 88th year. The festival kicks off Sunday, June 15th, and goes until August 17th. KPFA will also feature its DJs playing opening sets for Michael Franti and Spearhead, with DJ Davey D of Hard Knock Radio, and DJ Henrock of City Cat Radio opening for Jay Book and Damien and Stephen Marley. This is a wheelchair-accessible event, and all proceeds benefit Stern Grove, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. For more information on the Stern Grove Festival, visit sterngrove.org.
This is the Mighty 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org.
They had him down on a cot without a mattress. That's cruel and inhuman punishment. Heard. You'll notice that his little mini skirt is shorter than the other guy's. Even shorter
hey, what
than
are
the
you
woman's.
Saying?
And some of these characters are wearing fur coats, and others are wearing these little tutus. Well.
It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
It's
oh,
the future.
My
it can't
gosh.
Make any sense to us.
Well, it,
but you know, honey,
and
I'd sure like
you know,
to.
You can
oh, hey,
see
where are you going?
All over the place, but they still have these anachronistic torches or crescents attached to the walls. But they're holding the futuristic flechette firing stun gun.
I think they're trying to be vaguely unisex because they all have the same length hair and they all have the same togas.
But as we know, there's a vast difference between
what?
The
sure.
sexes.
Sure, the girls have two belly buttons.
Yes, well, there is that too. You know, that means two umbilical cords, and how do they those get done?
Dude, don't say it like umbilical. It
well,
sounds
I
creepy.
Didn't mean to do that, but I mean, what do two
yeah,
navels
what
imply?
What would
after
be
all?
The point of
you know,
two umbilical cords?
You know, do they, I mean, they...
Isn't that a bit redundant?
Two moms, probably.
Well, it's like what we call a backup system, like they have in NASA, you know, in
well,
spacecraft.
Well, we've gone a long time like without seeming to need that at all.
I know. Well, that was their big effect that they blew on their effects budget on. And now the, oh my gosh, we're going to have a slideshow here. By the way, let me recommend, if it's shown on the glass, it reflects somewhere else, so then you get twice the throw, although it is turned backwards, and...
But you got to turn out the lights.
Yeah, well, there's nobody to do this, exactly.
Fossil hunters
well,
digging in the
doctor,
Gobi
if you'd,
desert
if you'd
Monty,
lower the lights there behind you, just pull that lever down.
The lever, not the lever. You'll blow us all to atoms. Oh. Well, fossil hunters. Now I can't see because it's in the middle of the night.
Now, these are stills taken from the movie we're watching.
Yeah. Digging in the Gobi Desert of Mongolia have found the remains of a dinosaur that died 80 million years ago while squatting on its nest of eggs.
Focus.
This is the first definitive evidence of parental prenatal care among at least some dinos, and also more strong support for an evolutionary hot link between dinosaurs and modern birds.
Hot links.
In the interpretation of the paleontologists who came upon the fossil scene, an oviraptor, a meat-eating dinosaur resembling a small ostrich with a tail, was brooding a clutch of at least...
I'm going to eat my Mars bar. I'm going to eat the Mars bar I stole out of the snacks and
hey,
chips
don't admit
dispenser
that.
Upstairs.
I had nothing to do with it. I was just an innocent bystander. Yes.
No, actually, we tipped the whole thing up on its end and it fell out.
You see, in 1922, Dr. Roy Chapman Andrews, supposedly the model for Indiana Jones, went to the Gobi Desert on an expedition sponsored by the American Museum of Natural History. There, in the flaming cliffs of Outer Mongolia, Dr. Andrews discovered the eggs, as it was thought, of the Protoceratops andrewsi.
Hey, did you see the new fossil of the dinosaur protecting its eggs?
Yes, I did indeed.
Well, what do you think about that?
Well,
that's a lot of hooey or what?
No, what I'm saying is that this requires a certain paradigm shift because Dr. Andrews in 1922, on his famous expedition to the Flaming Cliffs of Outer Mongolia, thought he had found the eggs of the peaceful Protoceratops andrewsi, which was defending its nest from the evil oviraptor.
But now we find that it was the Oviraptor's nest, and it was defending it against that pesky Protoceratops andrewsi.
What's the difference between an Oviraptor and a Velociraptor?
Well, a Velociraptor, it grows real fast, but an Oviraptor just steals eggs. But the name Oviraptor is wrong. It wasn't stealing eggs. Those were its eggs.
That's right.
The real Oviraptor was the Protoceratops andrewsi. However, once something is named in science, it can't be changed.
That's right.
So no matter how goofy, stupid, and wrong the name is, it has to remain until the end of time.
That's right. That's right.
Try those eggs on your piano.
Eggs on the piano?
They laughed when I sat down to play, but
the laundry
I
guy
got
now.
Up,
can
they
you believe
applauded.
It? You're in the future. I get the remote and I get to take the laundry around.
The thing about the great Dr. Roy Chapman Andrews was that he damaged almost every fossil that he dug out.
Here comes Hal again.
With his
fur
crude
coat.
Methods. Scientists in the museum would look at some fossil that had been all messed up and they would say, this has been RCA.
He's talking to himself about dinosaurs and stuff.
Meaning this had been Roy Chapman Andrews.
I'll get another job on another channel.
Well, what an incompetent.
He was a total incompetent, and yet he was one of them famous dino explorers who went all over the world.
But he messed up the whole history of them by screwing up their
bones.
Well,
that's true, but he it's nonetheless...
So what good is it?
Blurry
Susan
as hell.
Hayward,
Sherilyn Fenn.
That must be something modern.
It's not a demonstration.
No,
she's dropped out of sight.
I'm
I don't
kidding.
Know where she is
I know
now.
Who Sherilyn Fenn is. She starred in Boxing
Baby
Helena.
Person.
Yeah, which I
and,
like.
I thought that was fine.
I saw a little bit of it on TV. It looked all right.
It's been on TV? No.
On the TV I get.
There's the expensive
old grumpy Dr. Reject sitting
I understand
there.
That she got married and is having a child.
He's
not in the dungeon.
Very disappointing.
The total failure of his show has made him sad. While Buffy and Buffy vainly attempt to
in the future.
Comfort him.
And there's Hal in his power bar, and he's torturing the prisoners.
I always
checking
do.
Each one.
When I get the
and here come all the little
I
slave girls.
Take out my power bar, and those slave girls just...
Hubba around.
They do? Well, they do. And so here on another view, I wish I could see this, folks, but there's a microphone standing away. As we quiver under the leaves out in the garden.
We just killed Hal and now the slaves are ruined.
Oh, there's so much going on, I can't keep up with it. The power bar, Santa Claus.
Lurch is beating up Hal, and a million other little people are jumping all over him.
Perhaps it's not a good thing that we have these pictures. Perhaps it's not a good thing that we examine the past. Even Buffy and Muffy would not like to remember.
There are the big piles of tape, video, and otherwise, and a little bit of the painted walls. And there's owner guy just before he disappeared.
And then he came back again.
Is he gone?
And well, he went back up to Seattle. He'll be back and forth many times.
I shall fight no more forever, said Chief
Real
Seattle.
Impressive murals, huh?
Yes, really. Better than I expected.
Did you ever see that in its kinetic, violent last form?
Oh, boy, the Santa Clausite revolt is really getting out of hand here.
So whoever takes over that place is going to have quite a mess, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Look one way in the room and see the other room. And now, yeah, the revolt, they've got... They've, oh, I see. There's... I get to ride a horse now.
Hundreds of Santas all being...
puzzling evidence.
Come on, slave girls, let's go. Yeah.
Boy, I saw the slave girls in the plane.
There's KPFA.
94.1 FM.
Just in time, that I see.
And apparently the guy at the microphone there was wrong.
Trying to
hold other history.
Apparently shocking turn of events. We're in the police.
That's Phineas Narco and Reverend Hal.
Begun
and
to,
you're comfortable as you listen to KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial.
There are cops with evidence bags searching the bus.
This is kind of arty cinematography here.
Hundreds of Santa Claus in the streets.
Hundreds of
videotaping people who are
Merry Christmas.
Good Lord!
These are the animals.
Enormous,
massive. We've killed them now.
Lying across the threshold, legend says that if you attempt to walk through, they bite and hold on.
This is sad. There are these dogs. They're slit from one belly button to the other.
The dogs that are.
It's like we're sad.
Sad and strange as in the dark summer dawns.
No? But
the earliest we'll fight of the act.
What happened here? Did anybody see this?
We're dying here.
You do that. You
what happened with the Santas? I've been naughty.
All right, cool. Do lives with us.
Santa's
dead. All the people were stunned, speechless by the frightening view of hundreds of Santas milling now. They're being confused.
Puzzling evidence was dead.
And somewhat not scared.
No, it's just dark where he is.
Oh. How many Santas were there?
About 100.
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
My.
At the height, there were about 100.
How could there be that many uniforms kicking around?
They were real cheap. In plastic bags. I was handed one at the beginning.
Splashed with red.
They were just horrible cheap polyester things with this strip of black that was supposed to be the belt and these stupid boot
pretender things. That's not going to fool anybody.
No, it did.
Fooled the police. They got very angry.
Oh, they did? What did they say?
They said 1 ounce of misstep. This is a quote. 1 ounce of misstep and we're moving in. They actually did arrest two of the Santas for armed robbery.
Which two?
What would be an ounce of misstep?
And this one.
An ounce of misstep was
a gun fell out of somebody, and a whole bunch of people harassed the security guys in the big city of Emporium.
Well, now, who was armed and who was robbed?
Well, I wasn't really clear on that, but somebody did have some kind of false firearm, and that was enough for them to be able to press charges.
Well, I think
there's always one rotten Santa.
Somebody was dancing by a table, and he picked up a glass of water that a yuppie was drinking, and...
This is the usual reaction. This is the drunken young lady who turned around and saw an army of Santas approaching her.
Panicked.
And she
ran into a glass wall.
Well, that sounds as if that little escapade went
people
a bit
panic
too far.
So easily. It just doesn't take much to panic them anymore.
No.
It's too bad because nothing really is going to happen.
No, nothing ever does. But yeah. At least there'll be nothing.
Except the guys run around and
they've got
their
identical Newt Gingrich wigs too.
The only thing that happens is the panic itself. The panic is created, and that's what happens. And then everybody thinks something terrible happened.
Either
the only
you see
problem
guys
is somebody
hitting
panic.
Each other, or you see them tying each other up, then letting them go, then running around, then coming to a door they can go through, then coming to a door they can't go through, then opening the door so they do go through. Now, I'd like to point out that this is hardly Shakespeare.
This is a security guard, the Chronicle Party, inside the Legion of Honor. He said he wouldn't have appreciate
I'd really
the,
like to watch the, some
their client wouldn't appreciate the Santas. And I said, what if one of these people paid for us to come to this party?
Yeah, what about that?
Hey, this might have happened. He became very confused.
Dejected slowly.
The rejected, dejected Santas.
He should have just offered to pay him off.
Directly under the squatting reptile were the eggs, measuring 7 inches by 2.5 inches, and arranged in a circular pattern.
Who will be the engineer?
The dinos would always arrange their eggs in an artistic spiral.
Whose voice will you hear?
This is that Kaiser one.
I thought we fixed the Kaiser back in 1918. There he goes. He got away.
In-house Kaiser Merry Christmas record.
So they had a little script and everything. And
Kaiser
they,
protection.
And the mom and, you know.
Who do you think will say?
Let's begin. I'm Brian
Mrs. Kaiser.
Here.
Merry Christmas.
Singing, Mama.
And there's Henry. Little
yes.
Henry. Isn't he cute?
I'm
what do you
Mama.
Want for Christmas, little boy?
People aren't going to believe it.
When all the little girls
yeah, they think
boys
I'm making it up, but we know it's true.
Oh,
this is the president of a giant corporation singing this song.
What would possess somebody to do this?
The abusive power that comes naturally to those who are that rich.
Pay them enough money and they'll do it.
And then he gave them record. He gave them to all the executives?
Yeah, over, you know, 100 records.
See, they're meeting in the boardroom, and they don't call it that for nothing, folks. I'm ready to turn this off.
So find a hole and fill it.
Yeah, look, Betty Davis's husband, Gary Merrill.
Henry Kaiser's first record.
New playmates.
It's not so bad.
She gets in good condition, too.
Come on, Hal. That's us. Two new playmates.
Well, you know, I would.
The guy who thinks he's Gary Merrill.
I've got a pie in the oven, otherwise.
Come on, Hal. Let's play.
You know,
we don't even let the callers join in our reindeer game.
Oh, forget them. It'll just be Phineas Narco saying that you basically stole his idea.
Well, of course I did, but I don't want it.
Oh, I do, too. I steal all his ideas, but there's no point in listening to him tell you.
Come on, do you have any ideas,
Phineas? All the ideas that I have that I didn't steal from Phineas Narco, I stole from Janer, of course.
And me. And lies.
Nonsense.
And Bishop Joey.
Lies
and
steals
God.
My ideas. I
oh, that's right. I forget how it goes, yeah.
We used to steal from Paul till he died.
Yeah.
Oh, look, a tiny little kitty car.
His estate still cranks out lots of lies.
Boy, I wish I had one of those. It would make me mobile.
Right now, he's choking and laughing on cigarette smoke there, sitting and drawing.
The blinky light machine
is... Oh, that's right. He doesn't know how to draw anymore. He's a lawyer now. Christmas.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Kaiser.
Increase the mega voltage.
You're so
And here
right,
comes
Mama.
The 918 special right on time.
Not just because of playtime.
Boy, it stopped so suddenly. People inside are...
Goes backwards.
Wonderful treasures of...
And the zippity-doo-dah door opens
hey,
up.
How you doing? I'm the guy from the future. Nice
sloppy
shirt.
Old slob in his
ripped-up
shirt.
I can drive
well recall his words.
Well, future said, boy, we miss a...
What? You call me future boy?
I mean, sure past boy, whatever you are. What? I guess we underestimated you, and so you get to ride in my kitty car.
Hey, you're not going to touch me,
what
are you?
What are you doing? Where are you
okay,
going?
Okay, well, I guess I'll ride
you've
with
been
you
watching
then.
This.
Even
though
I've
been
watching it. It
doesn't get any better than this.
I don't get this future at all.
Are you Gary Merrill?
Look at that phony floor.
And the lighting on the background is wonderful.
You know, if they can put in a smooth
floor. All caves have smooth floors.
Yeah.
We have a grill.
And golf carts that just roll around. Boy, they have to.
I like the
golf. Hey, what the... Oh, you see people of the future.
They're kissing and then they're going tee-hee-hee.
And to go 50 feet, you have to get in the golf cart.
They perpetuate all the rotten things of our society.
Yeah,
what's the point of going into
stuff.
The future if it's going to be just like everything we've already seen? As the kitty car goes around the corner, then here comes the...
Eleanor Rigby, Eleanor Rigby, Eleanor. That's all they play in the future. And Tootle Tootle, people.
Why don't we see...
Whose concept is it?
Of the middle period that we haven't experienced yet. Well, that's
the middle period.
Yeah, I mean, we see the past, we
Here's
see the present.
Henry Kaiser back there.
We see nothing between the near future and the far future.
Too expensive.
Yeah, they actually have to hire some artist to make a statue. They can't do that. So they get their reinforced concrete statue of King Tut and drag it out.
I guess we're on the 17th floor, huh?
Okay, well, I suppose.
Lingerie, golf carts.
And electric trains.
Yeah, let's go there.
Are you going to get me a train this year, Pop?
Yeah, I guess I will. But I'll have your Pop, so quit calling me that.
I want a three-rail Lionel
Anyway, didn't
American
you used to be Gary
flyer?
Merrill in another movie?
Well,
and who are you now, anyway? Are you Ivan Stang or somebody?
Don't look at me that way with those big doggy eyes.
Listen, I don't got no dog eyes. I've got a mustache. That's my mark of the future.
That guy is a
don't you have any pizza boys here at all?
Canine physiognomy.
You don't have pizza boys.
No, the
well,
pizza,
no, pizza boys,
boys? All
what are you talking
vulnerable.
About? They promised me pizza boys.
They went off with those two cute little girls. You weren't watching. They left here, and now they're gone. We have to soldier on by ourselves without the consolation of pizza.
What? No pizza boys? God damn it, this future isn't going to work at all if I don't pizza boys.
It'll work just fine.
Cut.
Yes,
now he's really mad.
Back up and try that again. That was,
he's going to back right into
man, center. That's the smoothest floored cave I've ever seen.
Boy, they can really do it in the future.
They tile it.
But it's so dark and uncomfortable looking there.
Well, the whole thing is like underlighted.
Yeah, that's to hide the damage in the room.
And now, for no reason at all, noble music as Puzzling Evidence stalks off in a minor tip.
I want more money.
I tell you something, until I get my show on 24 hours on KPFA, I won't be happy. My God, who are these people? It's God and his secretary.
No, it's Julian Melville.
Hello, I'm God. And this is my secretary.
Gary Merrill.
No, she's actually...
Listen, you're God? Can you get me back to my own past or future or wherever the hell I come from?
Of course.
Or
I'm
a pizza
God.
Boy.
I can do anything. Like this.
Now, there's some lighting. Cool
I control God the thing. Lightning and Stand the thunder, the rain and the summer shower. For I am the omnipotent, all-seeing, all-being. I make the sun go down.
Hey, wasn't that Emporium City?
Like this.
Did Santa set off the bomb?
No, but and God now? Did. He
God,
blew up
even
the,
God is sad about
he
what
he blew
done.
Up Two Belly Button City because, like the cities of the plains, Sodom and Gomorrah,
Not 10 righteous humans could be found with a single belly button.
You shouldn't have done that to little City of Emporium.
I didn't mean to
throw all the Santas out. It wasn't their fault.
You know, in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, it describes the buttocks of God. It does. Look it up. So I say unto you, you know not your errors from flaming asphalt on the ground.
God walks over. He's angry that his buttocks have been exposed.
That is why God was wroth in the book of
Exodus. What are you talking about? I never saw your butt. I just want to get back to my time.
You see, listen, God made man in his own image. God has a body. A body.
You mean
just
like I look
a human
like a
body.
Butt?
Well,
a butthead. That's what I am.
Yes, that's sort
puzzling
of what
evidence and butthead.
I'm trying to explain in a way that'll not offend you, but the fact is, you must change your worldview to include these new ideas.
Shut up.
That stunned him. New ideas.
You can't even think of which Gary Merrill you are.
New ideas. We better cut to a commercial right away. We can't have new ideas.
Wait a minute. We don't have any new ideas.
Well, then I guess we don't have to have a commercial, after all.
Kind but of I want more
out.
Money.
We'll give you a second
belly
button,
even have
but
enough
we're not
money
going
for
to
me.
Give you any raise.
Listen, and you don't have drugs, there's no money, no fried chicken.
Oh, drugs, I mean fried chicken. Why don't we go up and have some chicken
liquid
right now
chicken.
On the roof?
Okay, I'll settle for that Henry Kaiser record.
Oh, here come the liquid chickens now.
Oh, no, we were just getting some air.
Behold, these are my jewels.
And this is Butthead, and God says no,
once
don't
again,
explain.
A scene right out of ancient Rome, the Cornelius
the tie-dyed
twins.
Peace people have now come to the surface.
In the sky,
they're
Captain,
looking for the Jerry
Kirk.
Garcia
look,
star.
Children, there are no
what
new
the?
Stars.
Here comes the blast.
The blast wave. Hide, children, hide. The radioactive wind is coming. It will make you have two navels, too.
And
what are these goddamn fans over in the bushes?
Okay, stop.
Well, now it's totally stopped, and everyone's hair is back
in the future
in
Emporium City is made visible by God sitting upon his buttocks.
God, I don't know how you do it.
Good God.
Good God. Yes, I'm so sad for these future people. It's good, God. And thanks for helping all of the tie-dye people to reach the Jerry Garcia star.
You could just look at it, and it jumps out at you,
yes.
Dr. Mark Anorl.
Of course, God will now go back to talking about dinosaurs, as he always does. And I'll leave the future and the nightgown people here.
Yeah, there's a new idea.
As they get on the elevator.
The find proves, for the first time, astonishing
future people.
And incontrovertible evidence that dinosaurs
back to my floor.
Sat on their nests, chirping and tweeting, just like modern birds.
Or else someone placed them there after they died.
Gary Merrill.
Ever think of that?
Another dinosaur was doing
City.
It, you know, to try to fool.
And now we run the credits for this ridiculous piece of movie.
It sure was. I must say, movies are better than ever.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah,
how did it end?
Well, it ended with the
puzzling evidence went back to his floor.
Explosion.
God had a huge fart from his buttocks
blew
that blew everybody
the,
up.
The alien city and
Emporium City throughout the Santa Clauses was punished
ends
forever.
With
now
an
we go
explosion.
To
explosion. That's their answer to everything.
Yeah,
and so it
it's
was
true.
Here. A big boom ended the reign of the disturbing two belly button to people with the power bars.
So now,
and
now
another
there it
explosion.
Is. Another gas explosion. Wah, wah,
wah. Someone's trying
yep,
to blow
and
up
throw some skulls around. What the? I'm scared by plastic skulls.
Oh, no.
Sploosh.
Let's see another explosion, kids.
If I see one more petroleum explosion.
Set the explosion for Hal.
You know, the porpoise is known as the pig of the sea.
But the pig is smart enough to stop the explosion where the humies are.
Sploosh.
On Plipper.
Boy, they really flipped them off there.
Saturday, don't see the show, see this.
Okay, all right, I will. It's a Kung Fu in the modern era. He's away from the Old West, but he's having supernatural phony baloney experiences. And why? Because they can't think of anything else. They have a lot of folks hitting other folks.
And explosions.
And falling off buildings. And wouldn't you know it, glowing...
Special glowing balls
special
with
effect.
Lightning scary stuff and a big kind of, done Windows 95 ending.
And a big petroleum explosion.
But lies, go back to what you're doing. Don't look at the TV.
Through step by step.
Don't let us distract you.
Figure it out. Now, there's a story about a grotesque woman who was bringing up three ugly little trolls. As she looked at them, she renounced all her life and all her precious gold.
No, that's Shakespeare's
then
clown's
she
girlfriend.
Met another fellow who was bringing up three horny little brats. He was cowardly, corrupt, and yellow, and they served him kit for tat.
These are my kids. I pay them a lot for
so
what
the
I
kids
do.
Hid underneath the station wagon.
And they'll
and
shoot me with a shotgun
Dad
in a few years.
When Dad backed out, there was an awful crunch.
And here's
on the driveway,
crunch.
There was just a spreading grease spot, a grease spot that they called...
Hey, what the...
This won't be good. Let's watch the news.
Yeah,
yeah
we can go
news,
anywhere.
Anything's better than
do,
this.
This one. You'll have to do it here. Oops, oops.
Well, you know, that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, that's
yeah!
almost... A,
same no. thing. Same thing on every channel.
We're going up
same
or down.
Old thing. Going up, up, up.
Ooh, okay, we probably should go down then because...
But up can be down.
It feels better going down.
Go all down right, to, if you like to. Been down so long, it looks like up to me.
Let's clean the furniture. Nope.
QRB,
Seven.
I am
spooky music well, okay. is appearing. Oh,
oh
we don't watch that.
There's the old Cornelius Rutabaga and his religious program. And then how to sit your horse in style
now,
on
Lady that's how after the show.
Plush Bottom Riding Academy. Yes, we wear the fur of the endangered yak here to show our complete indifference for the plundering of the biosphere. Oh, here we go.
There we go.
The
now
film
we're
noir channel.
Real man's movie.
Yeah, the guy.
It's Mr. Magoo.
Oh, look at that steam engine. Now, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Man.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, what channel have we changed to, by the way? You could tell our listeners. I can't see.
20. Atlanta. Grand Central Station. Kansas City.
Wow, you're moving fast. Moving fast.
I cannot rest from travel. I will drink life to the lees.
Oh, it's not a movie. It's just an old TV show.
Yeah, you're right about that. So let's continue to travel down through the channels into
I want to
a
see
new
what's
land.
Happening in Bosnia.
Bosnia.
All
Bosnia.
Right.
Yes. Wait, one of these. Bosnia.
Bosnia. Huh?
Because we, too, will be sent to Bosnia entertaining the troops.
Yeah, we'll be out in a year.
Yep.
Just like the Playboy Playmates who are there now.
And here's one now in a cool ice cream suit.
Seven will be dealing with Bosnia.
Bosnia on Seven, huh? You know these you late go. Night channels?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Due to the government shutdown, Bosnia has been...
canceled.
Yes, exactly. When will they learn that the Republicans rule?
This flag is cool, and this box is cool.
Oh, my God, cool.
It's a box full of...
Charcoal
yes,
briquettes.
We're going to put coal in Clinton's stocking this year. That will fix him for opposing the
They're pretty silly.
Republican Revolution.
I will not go to Bosnia. You
yeah, we're going
to
do
to
our
Bosnia.
Shows for from Bosnia for the troops.
Even the BDI
end of next year, just
are
before they
the
leave.
Same opinion. And here they come, the exodus of the Democrats from the House of Representatives. Making their last futile statement in public.
We've done our bit. Now you do yours. We're going home.
Now this is disgusting. And you, who's the? You call this? And now Deborah Wiener is or Weiner is going to whine some more in front of the White House.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is the most entertaining thing, but you know. Not much is entertaining, to tell the truth.
No, nope, not even us.
At least we left the petro explosions behind. No, we didn't. There they are.
There
bang.
They are. Everywhere.
Gosh, yes, I don't really understand. It seems that there's a fire on TV, and it's on another TV. So, go figure. Now, Love Canal is a place that everyone likes to visit. The Tunnel of Love Canal is in New York, near Niagara. Falls, though they haven't.
Niagara Falls.
Slowly I climb.
Slowly I
step
sell
by step,
my house.
Inch by inch.
Lot by lot.
This is terrible. And in Israel, in the little town of Bethlehem, the chipmunks were just finishing their Christmas special when Palestinian fighters attacked Simon, Theodore, and Alvin. And, it's awful.
Don't worry, pretty soon they'll do the worldwide weather.
That's something. Not to worry about? I mean, how
well,
much many gags
to worry about?
Can we make
just
about?
The weather.
What we haven't
Can't
had
do anything
so far
about it.
Is to have Bishop Joey tell us what the Santa Claus incident was like from the other side of the beard.
Yeah, I don't think he's earning his pay tonight
That's right.
at all.
Why don't you give us the straight poop, and we'll read this into the record.
That's
here.
Poop?
Oh, no.
Well, it was the nocturnal segment of the diurnal period preceding the annual Yuletide celebration, and throughout the place of residence, kinetic activity was not in evidence among possessions of this potential, including that species, the domestic rodent known as the Mus musculus. Hosiery was meticulously suspended from the forward edge of the wood-burning caloric apparatus.
Pursuant
to our anticipatory pleasure regarding the imminent visitation from the eccentric philanthropist among those folkloric appellations and the honorific title of St. Nicholas, prepubescent siblings comfortably ensconced in their prospective accommodations of repose were experiencing subconscious visual hallucinations of variegated fruit confections moving rhythmically through their cerebiums. Conjugal partner and I, attired in our nocturnal head coverings, were about to take slumberous advantage of the hibernal darkness when, upon the advantageous exterior portion of the grounds, there ascended such a cacophony of dissonance that I felt compelled to arise the larcely from my place of repose for the purpose of ascertaining the precise source thereof.
A cacophony,
hastening to the casement, I forthwith opened the barriers sealing this fenestration, noting thereupon that the lunar brilliance without reflected as it was on the surface of the recent crystalline precipitation might be said to rival that of solar meridian itself, thus permitting my incredulous optical sensory organs to behold a miniature airborne runnered conveyance drawn by eight diminutive species of the genus Rangifier, piloted by a minuscule aged chauffeur so able and nimble that it became instantly apparent to me that this was indeed our anticipated caller. With this ungulate motive power traveling at what may have been a vertiginous velocity, the patriotic alar predations, he vociferated loudly, expelled breath musically through contracted labia, and addressed each of the octet by his or her respective cognum. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, etc. Guiding them to the uppermost exterior level of our abode, through which structure I could readily distinguish the concatenations of each of the 32 cloven petal extremities, as I retracted my cranium from its erstwhile location and was performing a 180-degree pivot, our distinguished visitant achieved, with utmost celerity, via a downward leap, entry by way of the smoke passage. He was clad entirely in animal pelts, soiled by the ebon residue from the oxidations of carboniferous fuels which had accumulated on the walls thereof. His resemblance to a street vendor I attributed largely to the plethora of assorted playthings which he bore duressly in a commodious cloth receptacle. His orbs were scintillant with reflected luminosity, engaged amiability. The capillaries of his molar regions and nasal portents were engorged with blood which suffused in subcutaneous layers the former approximation of coloration of Albion's floral emblem, and later that of the Prunus avium, or a sweet cherry as it is known. His amusing sub and sublabial resembled nothing so much as a common loop knot, and their ambient hirsute facial adornment appeared like a small tabular and columnar crystals of frozen water. Clenched firmly between his incisors was a smoking piece, whose gray fumes forming a tenuous ellipse about his occiput were suggestive of a decorative seasonal circlet of holly. His visage was wider than it was high, and when he waxed audibly mirthful, his corpulent abdominal region undulated in the manner of implicated fruit syrup in a hemispherical container. Neither more or less than an obese, jocund, multigenarian gnome, the optical perception of whom rendered me visibly frolicsome, despite every effort to refrain from so being. By rapidly lowering and then elevating one eyelid and rotating his head slightly to one side, he indicated that trepidation on my part was groundless. Without utterance and without dispatch, he commenced filling the aforementioned hosiery with various of the aforementioned articles of merchandise extracted from the aforementioned previously for sale transported cloth receptacle. Upon completion of his task, he executed an abrupt about-face, placed a singular manual digit in lateral juxtaposition to his olfactory organ, inclined his cranium forward in a gesture of leave-taking, and forthwith effected his egress by renegotiating in reverse the smoke passage. He then propelled himself in a short vector onto his conveyance, directed the musical expulsion of air through his contracted oral sphincter to the antlered quadrupeds of burden, and proceeded to soar aloft in a movement hitherto observable chiefly among the seed-bearing portions of a common weed. But I overheard his parting exclamation, audible immediately prior to his vehiculation upon the limits of visibility. Ecstatic Yuletide to the planetary constituency and to that self-save assemblage, my sincerest wishes for a salubriously beneficial and gratifyingly pleasurable period between sunset and dawn.
Well, I think that certainly says it better than anyone else could. And you know, it doesn't really explain the shocking police overreaction, however.
They had no sense of humor whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. I mean, you can't mess with Santa like that.
I never
would. Don't mess with Santa. You know,
wow, a pterodactyl. Oh, I mean, excuse me. You see, I never do. I feel it's right to live and let live.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You know, I thought that was really good, except you could have picked different words.
That is true.
Yeah, I tried to get ones that were most, obligatory to the awake populace at this present time.
But a more euphonious rendition might be preferred by some aesthetes in the audience.
There's no aesthetes awake at this period.
You know, I forgot the bit about the little round belly and so forth, but you covered that in your more fulsome version. And so I think we've really said the last word on the peripatetic Santa Claus progress, and we really left it to the judgment of history. From now on, whenever people think of this ho-hoing red-suited figure, they're going to have to rearrange their previous conception to make it coeval with the paradigm shift in modern scientific opinion that inevitably should follow.
You know, that poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, was written in 1822
by Clement
and
Clark
Moore. Defined what Santa Claus would become, adding essentials like a sleigh and a reindeer, as well as a chimney and a point of entry and exit. Not the least, the poem set Santa's visit for December 24th, not December 5th, the eve of St. Nicholas Day, as had been the tradition.
But it depends on how late on the 24th it was. If it was midnight,
as it is in the poem.
You know, well, and in that
because it's just the poem. It has nothing to do with any real Santa Claus activity.
It was the cusp of the 25th that Santa arrived at this particular location. However, unless all the visits from St. Nicholas occur at the same moment, it must stand to reason that some fall
on
one side of
the divider. Which is entirely possible because I've seen the 200 Santas.
Well,
you know, in the 28 rhyming
true.
Couplets that began,
yes,
it was the night before Christmas, a year before a rather dour saint become a jolly universal symbol.
Twas the night before Christmas.
Santa Claus, as we know him, is a New York creation.
My monsters were having
even Santa's huggable, full-bodied look was created in New York by Thomas Nast, the cartoonist who made Republicans elephants and Democrats donkeys, and who illustrated Moore's poem in 1860 for Harper's Weekly. Indeed, only one major characteristic of the modern Santa seemed not to be New York-made. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was the brainchild of the Montgomery Board Company, which in that time was a Chicago mail plant order giant in 1913. This holiday season, New York seems to be celebrating the poem, which has been published in hundreds of collections and individual books.
They were making a list. And
well, who cares about that old stuff, you know?
Frankenstein.
The first one was Clement Clark Moore, who descended from the city's Episcopal elite, inheriting a Manhattan farm and extending from the 19th to the 24th Street area in 1809, rather. He presided over this agrarian empire from Chelsea House on a three-stick brick brock home, in which is now 9th Avenue and 23rd Street, currently occupied by a high-rise apartment building marked by a bronze plaque, in which a nearby city playground was named for him.
So, dental floss.
Moore's plan to develop Chelsea as a garden suburb.
Who's Moore?
Was thwarted when Vanderbilt built a railroad right through his neighborhood in 1847.
Coming through right now.
Moore wrote in one of the first American works on Hebrew studies, a compendium lexiconis of Hebrew language and pamphlets against French culture and Jeffersonian notions of democracy. And one document at the Historical Society shows Moore was a slave owner, and some historians have recounted a journey to the market to buy a Christmas turkey, an event said to have been inspired by the poem written by a slave.
I think you may be exaggerating somewhat. I don't recall that being in my copy, and
the first time the poem was read, Christmas Eve, 1822, a friend was visiting from upstate New York and was so taken by it that she submitted it to the editor of the Troy Sentinel, and who had published it the next year. The poem then appeared in a number of other New York papers, as well as several almanacs. It was anonymous in every case. Moore's name was first attached to it in 1937, when it was included in an anthology of New York poetry. Moore himself did not claim credit until 1944, when he included it in a book of his poems dedicated to my chillings.
someone smoking around here. I know because I can smell the nacreous stench of ditchweed.
But there's long been a debate about whether Moore really wrote the poem, and in part because he seems stodgy to many scholars, and because he failed to mention the Nativity, an odd admission considering he was a biblical scholar. Some claim the Poughkeepsie man, Henry Livingston, wrote and published the poem in a local paper, but no copy has ever been found. After examining original papers, Mr. Desmond said he believes Moore wrote it, but he nevertheless has concluded that the father of the modern Santa was a narrow, unplayful sort. He was clearly a prig.
The Nazis invented the Santa uniform.
Well, whoever made that criticism...
Nazis did.
Whoever made that criticism
red,
did not
black,
write
and
the poem,
white.
Did they?
Jock Elliott, a former chairman of the advertising firm of Ogilvy & Mather, an avid student of Santa, said Moore also mixed a number of European legends, the gift-giving of Dutch St. Nicholas, the Norse god Thor's sleigh pulled by flying goats, and the chimney descent of a mythical visitor in Germany. The French and Italians contributed to the hanging of Christmas stockings, and the name is an Americanization of the Dutch name Sinterklaas. But the Sinterklaas that most of us know and hunt and people saw down there on Market Street was a naturalized American citizen. What the night before Christmas did was rekindle in the United States the spirit of Christmas, which had had cold water thrown on it during the Reformation.
But recently, they have said that Santa Claus, as we think of him now, was created by an artist working for the Coca-Cola company, a certain Mr. Sundblom, whose interpretation of Santa Claus has fixated in the mind of every prepubescent little dribbler the unfortunate image of the bulbous-faced old roué.
That's right.
Blundering
That's how
around in
works.
The kitchen
the next generation
in search of
it
a bottle
and makes
of
up their own myth,
cola.
And everybody thinks that custard drew the first Santa, as the Indians were smacking him down.
No, he brought custard to the Indians.
Oh, okay. How many Indians will there be? Okay, we've got to talk about the dangerous Disney dolls like Miko and Mary and Pocahontas and Aristocrat Cats and the Fun Sounds Ball.
You know, Albert Einstein held a job in the Swiss Patent Office for several years, and his responsibilities consisted of evaluating patent applications for cameras and typewriters. Albert Einstein had white hair and a mustache like Santa Claus, but lacked the distinctive gut and beard of the saint. Nonetheless, he was able to fly through the air and travel down chimneys, a fact not generally known. During the time
chimneys,
he worked
folks, I mean,
in
what
the
kind
Swiss
of guy
patent
is that?
Office, Einstein wrote at least five papers on Brownian motion, mostly on work time. Although these early writings were not directly related to his famous general theory of relativity, they laid the foundation for his later works. What conclusion do we draw from this, comrades, eh?
Well, we draw the fact that for Christmas this year, I'm getting Hal a bleeding butcher knife and the outrageous light-up weapons.
Hey, don't tell me.
The knife emits blood when drawn across the arm. You can't hear me, can you? Oh, you can hear me? Oh,
ruined
and the cleaver and the sword light up in the dark. Yeah, they're rigid plastic toys.
But I wanted a fabulous fanny fungus worm.
You'll get that for your birthday. Oh, Hal's giving me a Batman Forever 3D viewer and Disney Peekaboo Pounder.
How did you know? You've been peeking. You've been looking. That's ruined Christmas.
I'm getting him a petroleum explosion.
Yeah. I got one of those last year. Can't you get a Grand Slam bubble bat?
Christmas. Just like the one I used to know.
Sings great, don't he?
Where the treetops glisten and children
listen.
To hear the sound of sleigh bells in the snow.
Don't mess with me, I'm Santa Claus.
Batteries not
Come
included.
Santa Claus here. Come Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane.
Don't mess with me,
Don't mess
Santa
with Santa Claus.
Claus
mess with Santa
I
Claus. He ain't got no brain.
Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I'm not Chris. Don't mess with me with the tree of light. Mess with me and I'll fill your socks full of dog crap tonight.
Oh, and that's not nice.
You see, Santa used to be a mean prankster.
Well, that dog crap thing is pretty mean.
Leave coal and switches in children's stockings. Those who hadn't towed the line were forced to bend over and receive humiliating punishment on Christmas morning, and then eat the coal lumps which the evil Saint had stuffed into every stocking. And so, you see, the modern Santa Claus is an actual improvement upon the traditional Father Christmas of ancient lore. Now, you know, there's going to have Latin Fest 96 on Pure Latin Productions presenting it on...
You're just scraping the bottle of beer. Oh, I see why you're doing that, because of what you're watching.
Well, you see, I agree with... people ought to speak Latin, and as a great Roman scholar once said, "O vir sapientissime, credo plures esse naturas invisibilis quam visibilis in."
Hari Rama, Hari Christmas, Hari Truman, Hari Bridges,
Hari Before roasting on an open fire.
You and me.
Kids Hari from Christmas, 1 to 92, roasting away on a fine winter's day.
If you think you can turn this into a Christmas show in the last few minutes, you are sadly mistaken.
Jack Frost nibbling at your fingertips, fingers dropping one by one. Don't hold them back, put them in a paper sack. Until the winter time is done, then you'll feed them to a kitty cat, and he'll purr and mew with joy. Have a happy day in every possible way. Merry Christmas, girl and boy.
Let's take a call.
Know that Santa's on his way.
Okay, Santa.
And he's got lots of drugs and firearms in it. Oh, hello? Hello,
where
you're on the air.
Take me, man.
Who are you? Who?
I'm the one who's been on the air just sitting here at the bottom of the well.
I'm so sorry. My dear fellow, I don't know how I can possibly express my regret and sorrow.
Same as every other Joe Schmo.
Yeah, well, Joe Schmo.
Not everyone can
I can set you free
spotlight
for Christmas.
I want love and affection.
Sure. Okay,
for
love and defection.
Affection for affection. Hope and direction, yeah, for loyalty, sure. Love, and for soup.
Don't press that button behind
but
you, whatever you do, because you'll receive the defection
will tell
without
you
the love.
The terrible truth.
Uh-oh.
Here's the truth. Yes, he says uh-oh as he sees it streaming
the
toward
truth
him.
Shall make you free, boy. Oh my, he's gone now. Shall I play for you a parumpa pum pum? I'll bang on my little drum. Mary objected. The oxen lamb got sick. I woke the baby up. Parumpa pum pum. I played my drum real loud. Parumpa pum pum. Bangity bang. I would not stop playing on my bangity drum.
Well, it's certainly all disintegrated various
Christmas
fragments of pre-Christmas.
I think we've all had it with
gloom.
Christmas. Every year, the same showing of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, the same pile of predictable presents underneath the plastic Christmas tree. Isn't it time to get back to
the petroleum explosions?
Yeah, petroleum explosions under the Christmas tree and the stockings
stuffed with
human body parts nailed to the wall with purloined railroad
Barbie,
spikes.
Barbie, if we have to go through one more Christmas with a news report on how popular Barbie is with collectors.
Great news, the Barbie Museum has been preserved from the Wrecker's Ball. That's right, the Barbie Museum is going to expand into a 72-story megalo structure in downtown San Francisco, and it'll be supported by tax dollars of chumps, of taxpayers like you, supporting Barbie in the far future.
When will we have Barbie the Barbarian?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won. Here I have a dolly's head in the cauldron. of molten lead. All these kids are making me sick. I can't stand to look at these brats.
That's more like it. Witch Barbie. Bitch Barbie.
Witch Barbie. Now, that's one that they'll never have. Hey, look at Dad's 8mm movie camera.
Wow.
Now,
that
is a technology I mourn the passing of.
Wow. Look, I got a Cochrane can.
It's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Sure.
Okay, kid, simmer down before I come up alongside your head. Yeah.
Sure, drag Home out all the
I
Christmas
I want to tell you the story of the littlest Bobucker.
Yeah, I want to get Punk Rock Christmas on Rhino.
Oh, my God.
Drag them all out. Drag out the Christmas episodes of all the syndicated sitcoms.
Look at that one.
Let's see them all again.
That's the one I want to have bear my children there. Oh, jeez, they moved away from her. And, you know, that guy, he used to be on The Defenders. That was a great liberal show. He was a lawyer, a fighting liberal, and now
he's
espousing my crappy family values.
Yep.
I'll do anything for the show.
Anything?
Anything.
Why don't you have yourself deported?
I'd be glad to do that, man.
All right. Where would you like to go?
Got it done.
With my dog. How could you be so cruel to torture me this way?
And we'll give you lots more explosions if you join the army.
Yeah. I don't want to see real Petro explosions. They're too grisly. More explosions, more explosions. You know, folks,
maybe I can get Uncle Sam to do it.
I'm sorry, nepotism is not allowed.
And everything else.
You know, I think you should take a stress pill, calm yourself, and prepare yourself for the stunning and awesome revelation that our show has less than 4 minutes of playtime more. You're going to have to... get your kicks somewhere else. I hate to put it so blankly, so bluntly, but that's simply the way it is.
Now,
you can live a full life without the show,
2% of what I said.
Stop drinking that 2% milk and...
I wouldn't look like the bumbling idiot that I...
I'm sorry, that's past praying for.
No.
You know, the 20th century has had its fill of tin pot dictators and would-be self-styled messiahs, but it's not over yet, and keep listening to our show, because we're going to tell you what's really real and what's truly true. We shall be as harsh as truth and as uncompromising as justice.
I wait.
It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. And it is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known.
Yes, it's time to say goodbye, boys and girls.
Goodbye.
In a few moments, we'll be finishing the second to the last show this year. But it's time to blow up this caller.
That's right, folks. There's one more show coming, and boy, is that one going to be a corker. It's going to be a Lulu. That's the show you don't want to miss. It's our best broadcast yet. So have a slice of our ceremonial Christmas cake.
Help me, please.
Yes, we can help you end the year. But that'll be the next show.
For
now, it's time to say goodnight from this show. So say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
No, I won't.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to be crazy? This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, and I believe it's also KFCF in Fresno, but after a show like that, who knows anything about anything at all except it's 5 o'clock in the morning, AEIGHYEDFIOMOT, as the previous show would have you know, spelling is not where it's at.
I can remember kids like that. I just want...
Bob, sponsor of this portion of the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Kill Your Heroes on radio.
With Puzzling Evidence.
What time is it?
1 minute after noon.
So articulate. God, I love to hear that. I like the little Latin.
Welcome citizens of the world to the 40th annual St. Stupid Day Parade, the 40th. We have to walk, and you got to be careful in this parade. They only gave us one lane. Budget cuts. They couldn't give us both lanes. Your left shoulder to the bus. We're going to stop briefly at the science fiction tology headquarters and give them our blessing. So it's a quick start, and then a quick stop, and then up Columbus, and then a parade rest at the corner of Columbus and Broadway. That's a union requirement. We have to have a parade rest right there for a few cycles of the light, and then down Columbus, a little jog through Washington Square Park, and then down Powell to Lombard to Joe DiMaggio for the talent show and the free lunch. We're stopping at Clown Alley. The lane will be marching in today on Columbus Avenue. His name, Lois. So, you got any questions?
When can we retire?
I'm tired of bleeding.